Morning, Boker Tov, Chodesh Tov. We are holding on the last daf and change of Masechta Shkolim. Last daf is Daf Chaf Beis. We're actually Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. We did not quite finish the daf yesterday. We're up to Halacha Beis. Halacha Beis, we're in the Mishnah now discussing the dinim of Tumah on the Pareches. Says the Mishnah. Pareches Shnimis, if the Pareches became Tami, which Pareches are we talking about? They were apparently around 12, 13 curtains in the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, there's the famous Pareches that we know, which separated the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Heichal, and that's presumably the Pareches. That seems to be very clear. The discussion, the Mishnah, seems to circle around the Pareches, but who had din? The first point that the same din L'Chair would apply to other Pareches as well within the Beis HaMikdash. So Pareches that became Tami with a Vlad HaTuma, we bring it in the mikveh that's befnim. The mikveh is on top of the lishkas parava. The mikveh that's befnim, you're able to be table in the mikveh. You don't have to take it out because pashas will see from shatim in the gemara. But the vlad tuma that the pareches is coming in contact with makes it only a rabbinic tuma. It's only tuma midirabanan because. And really, just to go back to the ideas we spoke at yesterday, that Adam and Kalim only become Tameh from an Ava Tumah. They can only become a Rishon Tumah. If they become Tameh from a Vlad HaTumah, which means that it's only coming in contact with Vlad HaTumah, Adam and Kalim cannot become Tameh. They don't contract Tumah. They don't become a Sheni. Vlad HaTumah is equivalent to a Rishon Tumah. So you have Ava Tumah. That's usually a case where you have a source of Tumah, the Sheret itself, the Nevela itself, the Zav, the Zava, the right, all these, or the spit, all those cases where the tumah starts by itself, the tumah where it is derived by itself, that's the avatumah, and the next level tumah from there is the vlad hatumah, the rishon tumah is all the same as vlad tumah, and that other mekalim could become tameh, but the vlad and the rishon tumah cannot make a person or kalim into a sheni. That's only food and beverage. So over here, if we get tumah with the vlad tumah, we're saying that what, that it's tameh, but we are able to be tabled within the. Basically, you don't have to take it outside. And further, you bring it back in right away. You don't have to wait to hear of Shemesh. Typically, when someone is tummy, when they go to the mikveh, whether it's a person, whether it's Kalim, they go to the mikveh and they have to wait for nightfall to fully be tar. Over here, you have to wait for nightfall because, again, the whole tumah over here is a tumah darban. Why was there a tumah darban over here? The reason why the darban will gazer tumah over here is because, again, we the darban will gazer that liquids can make tumah on a kli, really based on the discussion we had yesterday about the concern for the strong concern for the rake, spittle that comes out of a zav or a zav or nida, the spittle that comes out, which is an avatumah, the spit itself is avatumah, so because of that spit, the guys are even on vladatumah of spit, and even, potentially even less than that, that it conveys tumah, of liquids. Liquids of low-level tumah also convey tumah on a rabbinic level. So even though it is tameh, and does need to be immersed in the mikveh, it can be immersed in the mikveh within the Beis HaMikdash itself, by the Lishkas HaParava, and it can remain there right away after going to the mikveh. Does not need Herv Shemesh. Now, what type of kli is the Pareches? A Pareches is a flat cloth. A flat cloth, since when is that a kli? We know begadim, clothing can be called a kli, right? We know, of course, utensils that have a base kibble can be called a kli. But what type of kli is this Pareches? What type of kli is this Pareches? So, Taisus and Beitza, Daf Yudal and Beis, asked the question, and Taisus said, because our whole discussion is circled around that the Pareches is a kli, and therefore it's not fully becoming, it is susceptible for tumah. It's only tumah midrabanan, but it's susceptible for tumah. Why is that susceptible for tumah b'chlal? If it's not a proper kli, it shouldn't be susceptible for tumah. So the, like, pshutei kliyot is not a mekabel tumah. Pshutei kliyot is not a mekabel tumah. It's not a receptacle. It's not a kli. Since when is any cloth, sama, a flat cloth, which is used just as a cloth, a kli? So Taisus and Beitza gives two answers. One answer he says is because we spoke about the other day that the Aron was in the middle of the Kodesh Kodashim and the Badim stuck out and the two Badim protruded all the way to the curtains, like the Gemara would describe, like Dadei Isha, like the chest of a woman. But what does it mean like chest of a woman? It means the curtains covered the edge of the Badim. Since the curtains covered the edge of the Badim, the curtains were serving not just as a curtain, as a separation, it also was a cover, so to speak, to an extent, on the Badim of the Aron. Once it's a cover, once a cloth serves as a cover, then it becomes like a clothing, a proper kli, and therefore is mekabel tumah. That is Taisus first starts and Beitza daf Yudalad. Taisus then reads from Shmuel Me'ivra, who says that they actually used to use the curtains, the parech itself, when they were traveling with the Mishkan, they would turn it all over, put kalim inside it, and make like a sack out of it to hold the kalim. So the parech was being used, as a kli when they helped moving the items in the Mishkan, and therefore the utensils of the Mishkan, and therefore that gives a status of kli. Ravid adds that even if you say that, no, you can't use the curtain for such things because Even Mishamish, even though, of course, it's for purpose of Hekdish, but using the curtain as a clear, or let's say, for, when they're not moving the Mishkan anymore, in the base of Mikdash, where you'd say they can no longer use the curtain as a baggie, as a sack to hold things, because it's no longer were they moving around the base of Mikdash, and it would be a bazayan, it would be like, it's a me'ila maybe, to use the curtain, says Rav, even if we wouldn't be using it, the fact that such a curtain can be used, had it not been Kaddish, would confer on it the status of a kli. Once a curtain could be used as a sack, even if this particular curtain is not being used as a sack, it would have the status of a kli, and once it has the status of a kli, again, it's subject to Tumah. So that's the idea of Tais and Veitza, why this curtain, this flat curtain, is subject to Tumah. Okay, it says the Mishnah further. That's all when it became tummy with a vladatama. Shinim is papatama, or if it became tummy through an avatama. Matuna say chutz. Then has to take be go to the mikveh, has to be immersed outside of the azara. V'sheit chonei se b'chayil, and you'd spread it out in the chayil outside the makamis of kaddish. You would spread it not even in the ezra's nashim. You'd spread it out in the chayil in the chayil room. You'd spread it out till it reached shev shemesh. May the Mishnah supposed afros meshi tzvich shev shemesh, because it requires the sunset in order to become a tar. Now, if it was a brand new prechah, so Tikkun Chat explains that just like we know when we get a new kli, typically we get a kli, it's only when we get a kli from Goyim. If it's manufactured by Yidden, we don't put it in the mikveh, but a kli manufactured by Goyim before Yid uses it, he puts the mikveh in the base of Mikdash. Any new kli is still on the mikveh. So again, not the same idea, not the same concept of it's made by Yidden, but the point is, in the base of Mikdash, any new kli you go on the mikveh, so it's a different type of tefillah. It's a tefillah derabbanan. So says the Mishnah in Ma'aseh Chadasha, Shaitreis Lagabe Itzva. If it was a tefillah that you do for a new kli, you'd actually dry it out over like a bench on the roof that covered the bench, in order that people should see Kedeshira es Blachta Shina. In order that people should see how beautiful this new cloth, this new curtain that was made. You know, they should see how beautiful it is. We'll see in a moment. They used to actually make a new pareches twice a year. So we're referring to pashtus, the pareches between the Kodesh Kedoshim and the Heichel. But in general, the curtains of the Mikdash were made at different intervals throughout the year, and they would spread it to the nation that people could see the beauty of it. Says the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamil Eimer, Rav Shimon Meneskan, pareches ovi tefach. The thickness of the pareches was a tefach. Al shivish taim nimen aregis, and it was woven with 72 shafts in the weaving. Al kol nimen nimen esrav barchutin, and each thread that was part of those 72 shafts, each thread contained 24 strands. The thread were made, they were thicker threads, made of 24 strands. Arba Erka Arbam Amma, the length of it was 40 amas, and the width was 20 amas. The length was 40, the width was 20. Mishmainim Ushtaim Riboy Hayanasis, it was made from 820,000. What's 820,000? What? So there's three machoikis in the Rishonim, what it means. Rambam, Atikul Chad Debesay, from 820,000 gold coins. That was the cost of making it. Very expensive. 820,000 gold coins were the cost of making the parecha. That's Rambam and the Tikul Chad. Then Rashi Chulandaf Tzadi says it was made from 820,000 threads. That's what we mean to say when you count up all the different possible threads. It's 820,000 threads. The Mefarish and Tamid has a Girsa, not Rebuy, not 820,000. It's really Shmainim Ushtaim is 82, and Rebuy means 10,000. So 82 times 10,000, we're saying it's 820,000. Says the Mefarish Tamid, that's right. That don't be girls rebuy 10,000. Be girls revice. Revice means young girls. 82 young maidens were involved in making this curtain. That's how many people had to be involved and how difficult it was. 82 young girls were involved making the curtain. So again, 3 malchim is 820,000 coins and 820,000 threads, or 82 young maidens involved. Says the Mishnah further, Ushtayim Eis B'Chosh Hashanah, they'd make it twice a year. Twice a year to make it. They'd make these curtains twice a year. Ushtayim Eis Kadam Bat Milaysa. And how many Kadam involve in the immersion? We said the whole Mishnah's focus was, when it becomes tummy, you have to put in the mikveh. 300 Kadam would be involved in putting in the mikveh. The Gemara is going to say that it's a guzma. The number 300 we know often is a number of exaggeration. It's a number that's commonly used as an exaggeration. We're going to another example of it. So the Gemara is going to say, Lav Daf 300 is guzma, but we'll speak out. Actually, we see the Gemara. There's a famous Gayan that says the number 300, even though it's perhaps a guzma, still has a very interesting pshat. Let's see the Gemara. When we get to we said in the Mishnah that each one of the preches threads had 24 strands. Each thread was made of 24 combined strands. Where do we get there? And the Mara is actually going to bring in the advice of where we get 24. The Mara is going to bring opinions that's more than 24, that it's even up to 48. Ilu Amar Chut Echad. If the Pasuk said just the word Chut, I'd say it means one thread. Or I should say a thread of one strand. Kuffel, it says kuffel, folded, that means two. L'shnayim, shazer, it says shazer, twisted, so I would say that means l'shaysha, three. Mashzar is doubling your shazer, so doubling your three. I'd say l'shisha means six. Arba, now we know, besides for the amount of strands we have, there were four types of threads. there were four types of thread, right? Tchilas, agaman, right? So shani, there was four types of threads. So therefore, six strands times four types, that's the 24 that we had in our Mishnah. Now the Gemara brings in the Braisa other opinions. Some say it's actually 32 strands. How do you get to 32 strands? Ilam Echot had said just the word Chot. Echot, that's one. Kafel Shtayim. Kafel folded means it's doubled. It's two. Shazer doesn't go to three. Shazer twisted doubles the two to four. Masha doubles the four to the eight. Arba, four times the eight. Mekan Tosma train. If we have 32 strands in 32 strands in this, in each thread, 32 strands within each specific thread. Tana, and there's a further part that says, no, it's Arba Mishmaina, 48 strands within each thread. So not the 24 we have in the Mishnah, not the 32 that we have in the Braisa, 48 we're having a double. Of what we had in the Mishnah. Ilu Abachut, Echad, Kufel, Shnayim, Chut is one, Kufel is two. Kliya, braided is three. Shazer, Lashisha, Shazer doubles it to three. Masha doubles, I'm sorry. Kli is three. Shazer doubles it to six. Mashal Shayim Asar. Mashal doubles it from 6 to 12. Arba, 4 times 12. Of course, Mikan Abram Mitzbane. From here you have the four different types of threads that you had of 12 each equals totals 48. Okay. Kasav Echamayt, on the topic of this Brechas, we have Kasav Echamayt. Maisa Reikim, the Kasav Echamayt Maisa Cheshev. In the Pesukim of Shemais, one pasuk describes as Maisa Reikim, which is the work of embroidery, and one pasuk describes as the work of a Cheshev, of a designer. So what are these two things? Maisa Reikim, parts of Echad. Maisa Reikim, embroidery is a curtain that has a face, literally, but it means a design almost on one side. Maisa Cheshev, parts of it. Whereas the Maisa Cheshev, the work of a designer, means that each side of the curtain had its own design coming out on both sides of the curtain. The Mura elaborates, really, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemia, Chad Amar, Maisa Reikim, Ari Mekan, V'chol Mekan. One says that Maisa Reikim means on one side is a lion, on the other side was just blank. Maisa Cheshev means Ari Mekan, Ari Mekan. That Maisa Cheshev means on both sides there was a lion. The other one says no. Maisa Reikim, Ari Mekan, V'Ari Mekan. Maisa Reikim already means an Ari on both sides. So having the same on both sides, that's Maisa Reikim. Whereas Maisa Cheshev is Ari Mekan, V'Ari Mekan. The Maisa Cheshev is an Ari, a lion on one side, and an eagle on the other side. Now the Ari, and the Nesher, the Rambam doesn't bring, when he brings the halachas of the curtains, he doesn't bring anything regarding specific animals in the embroidery. He doesn't bring any specific designs. So the Mishnah Malchut explains that Rambam held that only when the Torah says Lashon Kruvim, which the Gemara explains, Kruvim means like babies, right? So only when it says Kruvim is there an ikav that has to be designed exactly like what the Pasuk is describing about the Kruvim. Anywhere else, even if we're suggesting that it was done with a lion or with a Nesher, if the Torah didn't say specifically a type of design, type of embroidery, the embroidery is not... Either the embroidery b'chalza, I'm not sure if I'm quoting the Mishnah correctly, either the embroidery is not makiv b'chalal, or the embroidery of which type of animal, which type of parts of it is not makiv, you could choose whichever type of parts you want. By the way, Rambam does not specify the type of parts of those on the prechus. Says the Gemara, we said the Mishnah b'shemayim, v'shtayim, ribu, heisenasis. Prechus was made of 82 times 10,000 threads, coins, or 82 young maidens were used to make this brachas. Rebitzah b'bizna Rishem Shmuel Guzma. We call this. We set the Mishnah. Rebitzah b'bizna. The name of Shmuel says it's a Guzma. Now, before we even go into this chashbon of Guzma, we're about to speak out from the Gain. We spoke already. I mean, clearly, if you go with 823,000 threads, and we go with the side that it was clear in the Mishnah, right, that the brachas was a tefach thick. The curtain was 40 amas by 20 amas. You're talking about a massively large, heavy curtain. So this really adds to it. It's a very nice segue into the first Mishnah in Yuma. We're going to have in the first Mishnah in Yuma Mitzvah tomorrow, that the 7 days before the Yom Kippur, that bring the Kohen Gadol, they have Bimachmas the Kohen Gadol separate in order to make sure he's tar for the Avodah Yom Kippur. And one of the things they would do is they actually keep him up the night before the night of Yom Kippur, before the Avodah, they keep him up all night in order to make sure that he remains tar, doesn't have a Tumas Laila, so they keep him up all night. So the Gemara describes that the Maisa of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur bringing in the Ketairis into the Kodesh HaKadoshim was one of the Maisa Kashash of Mikdash, one of the most difficult Maisa of Mikdash. The Gemara describes simply because he's carrying a Mali Machta together with the frying of the pan itself, and he's also fasting. He's also not sleeping the night before, like, again, the first right in the beginning of Yuma. One thing to add to that equation now is the heaviness of this curtain. The Kohen Gadol had to move this curtain, right, especially the second Maisa, which was just a curtain with no wall. You have to move the curtain in order to get through it, to be carrying all the stuff and moving this thick, tefach thick, 40 by 20 curtain. Again, he has to move the whole thing out of the way, but he has to get in between it to move the curtain at all. That would seemingly add to this equation of Maisa Kasha Shebe Mikdash. The Sefer Gemara, the 300 Kohanim required to immerse the curtain is a guzma, just like you find Tamatanina. We looked over there in the mission regarding the mound of by the Maracha on top of the Mizbech. The mission Tamat says Pamam Haya Aleh Kishleish Meis Kord. Sometimes there are 300 cores of ashes on it. Rabbi Yisrael Meshem Shmuel says guzma would just be another example of 300 being a guzma. Remember, Tiber Judah always pointed out specific numbers 400, 300 specific numbers that throughout Shas. Chazal say are guzmas. Says the Gain, even though it's a guzma, there's a pshat. What's 300 kanim? There's a beautiful pshat. It's a nice little chazar of some ideas we just had recently. We know we spoke out that in the Mikdash, when the amma of the binyan, we said the machlekes if it's a 5 tefach amma or a 6 tefach amma. When it comes to the binyan of the Mikdash, there's machlekes the ammas were 5, comprised of 5 tefachim or 6 tefachim. But the ammas of the kalim were typically 5 tefachim. Ammas that were used for kalim, the size of the ammas of kalim were 5 tefachim. Okay, we said this embroidered, this preichas was how big? 40 by 20. So the perimeter of a curtain that's 40 by 20 is going to be 40 on two sides and 20 on two sides. 40 plus 40 is 80. 20 plus 20 is another 40 is 120. So you have 120 amas, 40 amas again of length, 20 amas, 40 amas of length, 20 amas of width. So you have 120 of amas of perimeter around the curtain. If you say each amma is 5 tefachim, how many tefachim do you have around the curtain? You have 600 tefachim around the curtain. 120 times 5 is 600 tefachim around the curtain. If the kohanim all wanted to be involved, and they each put a tefach, of course, is the size that you grab with your hand. A tefach is the size you grab with your hand. If each kohen puts in two hands to hold the curtain, says the kohen in true kohen fashion, if each kohen puts in two hands to hold the preichas, you have 600 hands. 600 tefachim would be the equivalent of 300 kohanim. That's what it means when we say it would take 300 kanim. Not that you need 300 kanim, but 300 kanim would fit perfectly with the amount of people that could get their hands on the brechas. This is a technical issue that, yes, the hands only take up a tefach, but their bodies take up more space. Yeah, I guess they'd have to spread out as they stretch their arms out, as they, in the Gain's example, as they get spread out, they create more space, right? Because you need much more than the shoulders. Each person is an amma wide, right? We start talking about the space a person takes up around the circle. We have to converse elsewhere about that. A person himself could take up almost an amma or half an amma, but more certainly more in the two tefachim. But I guess where the hands would be outstretched holding the curtain, which won't be a tefach, technical issue with the Gain's Gainus. Again, he's not coming to argue the Gemara that it's a guzma. He's come to say that 300 could still have a epis, a shot. Okay, Zuck the Mishnah. Last Mishnah, second to last Mishnah in the Masechta. Halacha Gimel. Basa Kacha Kachem Shedidma. What about Basa Kacha Kachem that became Tamei? So we're going to have really a Machlekes, the Mishnah, and then a further Machlekes we're going to have a four-way Machlekes in the Mishnah as to what the dinim of the Srefa of this Kachem is. So the first sheet is saying, the first case of the Mishnah is as follows. Kacha Kachem, which is the highest level of Kedusha, that became Tamei. Now, where did it become Tamei? And how did it become Tamei? Beim avatama, beim vadatama. Whether the buster became tamei, we said before, adam and kalim cannot become tamei with low levels of tama, but the buster meat and mashka could become tamei low levels of tama. Buster could actually be even a revi. So beim avatama, beim vadatama, beim b'fin, beim b'chutz. Whether it became tamei with avatama, vadatama, whether it became tamei in the base of English, outside the base of English, beisham I'm a koyu serpifnim. That buster kachi kachim always gets burnt. It gets the chashivas of being burnt b'fin. Since it's kachi kachim, by the way, are which three kavanas kachi kachim? Ayla, Chatas and Asham. So those three kavanas of Kacha Kachem, Yosef Menachas of Kacha Kachem, but we are talking about Basar. So the Basar of Kacha Kachem is, again, those three kavanas, Ayla Chatas and Asham. If they become Tamei, Beishami says, doesn't make a difference how, what's happened Tamei, and where it became Tamei. You always burn Bifnim. Beisil argues, one second, Chutzbish Nitma Avatama Bechutz. Beishami is one exception that if it was Nitma with an Avatama Bechutz, then it still gets burnt outside. Beisilimim, he takes the opposite approach. You always burn it outside unless you have both extremes inside, meaning if it was burnt then you burn it inside. Idea being, according to Beis Shammai, the only time you burn it outside is when it has a stronger level of tumah, like avatumah, and it became tummy outside. A strong level of tumah is avatumah, and it became tummy outside. Leave it outside and burn it outside. Otherwise, because kachi kachim is chashev, you bring it inside. You make sure you keep it burnt inside. Basically, it's exactly opposite. You always burn it outside unless it's the lower level of tumah and it became tummy b'fnim. If it's a low level of tumah, flat of tumah, and it became tummy b'fnim, that's when you would burn it inside. That's the two sheets of Bisham Basila. We have two more sheets coming up. Rabbez Aimer Tapav Chafez Rafoz Aimer Nitma ba'avatumah. If it became tummy with avatumah, b'fnim b'chutz. He says it's it's not totally where. It depends what. If it became time with avatama, whether it's before, whether it's chutz, yisar b'chutz, you burn outside because avatama is a chamin, more chamin dekatama. Should be vadatama if it became time through a lesser level of tumah, through a vadatama, then bein b'fnim, bein b'chutz, bein b'fnim. You start b'fnim, it gets burnt b'fnim in the courtyard itself. That's the blazer shita. And finally, we have the fourth shita, Rabbi Akiva Aimer, makam to masa shoshes b'fasai. You don't be busy. You're not busy with avatamas. You're not busy with vadatamas. You're busy with whatever became tamei. Became tamei b'fnim, it gets burnt b'fnim. If it became tamei, the bus became tamei b'chutz, it gets burnt b'chutz. Says Gemara by Kapara. There's a machlokes namram now. When we talk about avatamas and vadatamas, are we talking about just stam levels of tumma? We talking about also whether it's tumma deraisa or not. By Kapara, Amr explains avatumma dvar teira, vlatumma dvaram, that avatumma is dvar teira, is a tumma's teira, whereas vlatumma is midvaram. Now, avada vlatumma conceptually is not drabanan. Vlatumma conceptually is deraisa. It just means that the case of vlatumma that we're referring to in our Mishnah means vlatumma drabanan. When we make a distinction between avatumma vlatumma, we're really making a distinction between tumma's deraisas and tumma's drabanan. That is the chur, the pashtas. Takachadim really brings that maybe what the Gemara means when it says avatumma's deraisa, it means that every av is always deraisa. We don't really find that av is used on drabanans, or it brings an alternative shot which fits with the first Mishnah Nida, that avatumma in our Mishnah is referring to deraisas as opposed to av drabanan, which do exist, where we know a woman that sees dam, she's tamei meis leis, she has a din of a status of avatuma lemafrei meis leis. That's certainly a rabbinic din. Midaraisa would be dayashaita. It's good enough to go further. You only go mekan laba. It's midarabanan. Then you go backwards. So that would be a case of avatuma darbanan. So you do find the case. But again, so we go there. Takhadim means both pachim. Either that we're saying avatuma is in general always deraisas, or at least avatuma in our mission is referring to deraisas. The vladatuma certainly that was saying is darbanan is only referring to vladatuma as our mission is darbanan. But there is a concept certainly of vladatuma even on a biblical level. That's not a question. Again, so Bakapar says that when we say the chumra of avatum is vatera, vatum is midvareim, Rabbi Chama, no, Bain Zev Zadatar. Rabbi Chama says, no, both avatum and vatum in the Mishnah are referring to dvartera. Says the Gemara, Kasha, Bechon, Vikasha, Bechon, Beishamai, Kotar, Bechon, and Shver, in Beishamai, Beishamai, Arba, Kleisav, Chutz, Mephrim, Chutz, Mephrim, Avatum, Bechutz. The only thing that has to be burnt outside is avatum, Bechutz, Mavin, Avatum, Bechutz, Mavin, Vatum, Bechutz. What's the difference between avatum, Bechutz that has to be burnt outside and vatum, Bechutz, where you can bring the meat inside? Zev, Zev, Leid, Vartaru, aren't they both Vartar, Kotar, Bechon? They're both Tumma, they're Isis. They both should prevent it, both should prevent you from being able to bring the meat inside to burn. That's one question. Rabbi Yechon, Vafilu al Beisil, according to Rabbi Yechon Shver, according to Bishamai, Vafilu al Beisil leMakshe, and even according to Beisil, is there not what to ask? The Beisil Amar Kli Yisar Pechus Chus Mashnim of Vladim Mefrim. Beisil also says you burn everything outside, whatever you can't tame outside, you let it be burnt, the meat outside, except for what? Something that became tamei b'vlada tamei b'fnim, that can stay inside. Now, again, same question. You're saying that which became tamei with the avatam b'fnim, you have to take out the burn. That which became tamei with the vada tamei b'fnim, it can stay inside. Why? It's both tamei deraisa, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Ma'amin vada tamei b'fnim, ma'amin avatam b'fnim. What's the difference? Zev zeh, leid v'artaru, aren't they both tamei mid'araisa, according to Rabbi Yochanan? These are two questions, both from Meshami Shita and from Basil Shita, against Rabbi Yochanan's Malach, that says that we say that both of the both Vladatumma and Avatumma Tumma Dereises. So what's interesting is that this is a concept we probably should have spoken earlier in the Masechta, that often when the Yushalmi, and we're finishing up our Yushalmi endeavors for Daf Yomi, for Mitzvah Shabbat today, the Yushalmi, when it brings questions on a Mandamar, it doesn't necessarily, not only does if it doesn't have an answer, it kind of almost like forgets about that Mandamar and it moves on to another opinion. It doesn't, the Mar doesn't dwell anymore in Beichanan. Now the Mar is going to dwell specifically by Kapara because we have issues with Beichanan. The Mar doesn't spell out for us. It's Kasha. Rabbi Yechon's up for it. Just says, the Mar just moves on to Bar Kapara and focuses from here on Bar Kapara. The Rabbanan, when they discussed this mission, what I was referring to, would only discuss it with Bar Kapara. Once we had questions on Beichanan, they kind of left it. They didn't discuss it anymore in the Beis Medrash. They just left it. V'kasha Bar Kapara al Beis Shammai. And they began, when they were dealing with Bar Kapara Shita, they also had a question. Bar Kapara, according to Beis Shammai, the Beis Shammai Aimrim, Hakol Yisarv Bifnim Chutz B'Shanim Avatum B'Chutz. Beis Shammai says, everything gets burnt inside, except for that which became Tamei, B'Chutz. You don't want to bring it inside if it's Tamei, especially, or specifically, if it becomes Tamei with Avatum. If it becomes Tamei with Avatum, then you can bring it inside, but if it becomes Tamei with Avatum, that remains outside. Ma Ben Avatum Ben B'Chutz Ben B'Fnim. Zev zeh, lehid dvar Torah. Similar question to what we asked Rabbi Yochanan. What's the difference between avatama b'fnim or b'chutz? You mask him that when the avatama happens b'chutz, you don't bring it in because you burn it outside because avatama doesn't belong in the base of Mikdash. Avatama is, we're saying according to Bakabar at least, is deraisa. So avatama b'fnim is also is the same deraisa. You should have to remove it b'chutz. And that, the more answers begin. Rabbi Kiva Amar Makkah Tumasa Shem Teis Rafasa. That we have an answer like Rabbi Kiva Svara, where the Makkah Tumasa Shem Teis Rafasa. Even though Rabbi Kiva is not exactly like Bishamai, but Rabbi Kiva's general rule was wherever we can tummy, they therefore get that spot wherever we can tummy. That's where it gets burned. So that idea could be applicable also in base Shammai. Ask Gemara another separate question on Bar Kappara. Fila al Beis Hillel the Maksha. Could you not have a question from Bar Kappara from Beis Hillel as well? To Beis Hillel, Marakal Yisar B'chutz Chutzmin Shanim Vlad Tuma Vrim. Everything gets burnt outside except for that which became tummy inside with a Vlad Tuma. Everything else gets burnt outside. Says the Gemara, Mabe Vlad Tuma B'shmei B'fimim B'chutz Hazev Zel Loimid Devrim Hu. Aren't they? Isn't Vlad Tuma only Drabanan? And therefore, while if it became tummy Vrim, Mabe became tummy B'chutz. Even when it's tummy B'chutz, you should bring it inside and burn it inside because it's only a Tuma Drabanan. So we bring a parallel idea that the food and the drink of Mitzera are banished outside of three camps. It's Mishtachin, Chutz, the Shosh Machlis. We see that anything which is any sentiment of Tumah is sent out of a few camps, even if it's only Tami Midrabanan. The Mashka itself of the Mitzera is only the Mashka and the Eichlin is the Tami Midrabanan, so we send it out of the camps. So to over here, the Vlad Tumah, right, even though it's only tummy a tuma drabanan, once it's ready outside, we leave it outside. If it became tummy b'fnim and it's yet ready, we burn it b'fnim. But once it's outside, we leave it outside. That's the explanation why, according to Bar Kappara, according to Beis Hillel, we leave the vlada tuma that became tummy outside to burn it outside. Okay, Mishnah Dalet Halacha Dalet. A varia tamid tamid mechatzim mechavish ulamata b'marav. The varia tamid. These are the limbs of the tamid. We referenced actually just the other day when we discussed the two kohanim that were involved in holding the wood for the maracha. We brought a raya that the wood of the maracha itself is has status is like a carbon because they're separate kohanim. Each kohen only held one of the logs of wood, means each one has a status like a carbon. So really, we reference the process that the Gemara describes the tamid where different kohanim all got different jobs in the morning, and they was actually a whole group of, I think it was 30 kohanim who were involved in the tamid, and they would each carry up different parts of the tamid onto the up the ramp up the mizbeach in order to be makdir. So the tamid nitim mechatzim kevesh ulamata b'mayrev. The varm of the tamid were placed on they would place the parts of the tamid on the ramp, and then they would run out to go daven. So the varm of the tamid were placed on the lower half of the ramp on the western side. Shal musaf and the varm of the musaf nitim mechatzim kevesh ulamata b'mizrach. They were placed on the lower half of the ramp on the eastern side. This is talking about, of course, Musafim was Shabbos Yom Tov. Shavash Chadosh Mitzvah Al Karkav Mizbeach Mamala. Whereas the limbs of the Musaf of Yom Rishchaydish were put on top of the Mizbeach. On the Karkav is the upper top part. We know the Mizbeach had like the four Kugelach, the four little squares in the corner. So in between those corners, in between the line, the strip, in between those corners, was called the Karkav, and the Rishchaydish. The Rishchaydish Emurim Evarim were put up there. The reason is that people should see it and realize today is Rishchaydish. Hashkalim are very appropriate, obviously, for today, which is Rishchaydish. Hashkalim and Bikurim Enagim El Befei Abayis. The mitzvahs of Shkalim and Bikurim were only noyeg when the Beis Hamikdash was in existence. Avo Meiser Dagan Umeiser Behema Ubecharis Noyegim Beis Befei Abayis Meishel Befei Abayis. So Shkalim and Bikurim only noyeg in the Zman of Abayis, and the Gemara has discussed whether Kedusha is even Chal, whether it's Chal B'Chal, whether you can make Kedusha Shkalim or Kedusha Bikurim. But those only neig when there is when the bias is around. Ma'aser beima, ma'aser dagan, and becheres those are neig even when there's no bias. Those are in effect. Now what does it mean? There's an effect. We don't have becheres today. We don't have ma'aser beima. We do have ma'aser dagan. We actually do. And you take a look for a little discussion of Mr. Eister. But no base mikdash kishur shani kishur shniya. But we do have ma'aser. We do have ma'aser today, and we take off a little bit, and it gets destroyed because we don't have kahanim to give it to. But we do take Shabbos Ma'aser today. But what about Ma'aser Behema and Bechar? So today we don't have Ma'aser Behema. We don't have, because this is a Chazar we had earlier, we just had not so long ago, that Ma'aser Behema is only if you actually go and count. Only if you actually go and count out the animals. 1, 2, and you get to 10, are you Chayav Ma'aser Behema? Until you count, there's no Chiyuv. We discussed this, that was found to be Bechidish. We said in the Mishnah, the Gemara, I think it was a Mishnah, just a couple weeks ago, we said that they used to have intervals of the year when they would specifically count when they would have the person go and count out his animals in order to subject the himself to Meiser, and the times were surrounding the Shalosh Regalim in order to have that the animals simply wouldn't be used till you counted, so you'd have an abundance of animals available for the Eilu Regalim for their Kabbanis. That was the Zmanim typically that they set up. It was Machlekes exactly when the Zmanim were, but around those times for Meiser Bema. But what the Yesaid was, until you count Yina Machliyev, until you count 1, 2, 3 to 10 Yina Machliyev. So the Zmanim is that in order to avoid having Meiser Bema, which you can't do anything with it. We have no basic English, unfortunately, to bring it on. We don't count out the Meiser Bema. I think we spoke it out. This guy speaking again very quickly. The Emes or Pop. Maybe he spoke it out a different time, but I don't know if he spoke it out. When we had this Gemara a week or two ago, but Rav Pam spoke out. What's the idea? You have to count. What's the idea? You have to count in order to mechuyev. I could, if I know I have 1,000 animals in my corral, I just take out 100 and make them meiser. Why do I have to count 1, 2, 3 and then a siriya kaidish? Rav Pam spoke out as an imus to recher darken emes, an imus of the Torah. A person who has, even if it's a lot of money, he has to go, when the person has to cut that check, a person can be a millionaire. When he has to cut that check for $100,000 to staka, right, the meiser, it's a big check. It could be a little challenging. By counting out every animal he has, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 9 for me, a siriya kaidish. By counting it out, it's the way the Torah did in a way, I don't want to say time is a krah, but it's an inyan, an idea of the pasuk. The Torah did in a way that the person gets to separate his meiser with a geshmak, with a happiness, not begrudgingly. Okay, that's how we deal with mice. How do you deal with Bukhar? So famous, we spoke to that in the South. It's actually Gemara and Bukhar discusses. We don't want to have Bukhars running around with Bukhar either because it leads to problems. You have Kutcher running around with no Eitzah or what to do with it. So Bukhar, what you do is typically, the Gemara discusses making a mum while it's in utero in the animal. But the simple Eitzah is to get Shittas with the guy. If the guy is a partial Shittas, a small ownership with the animal, there's no din bechar. That's how we avoid bezmanazah having bechar. But again, the Mishnah says it's nayeg bechar ma'aser beima ma'aser ganayeg bezmanazah. We of course avoid ma'aser beima by not counting and bechar by having shittas with the guy. Hamaktish kol mebikurim. So the Mishnah says it. Sorry, and I said it was the Gemara. Hamaktish kol mebikurim harezek kaidish. Which says even though we're saying that shkol mebikurim only nayeg when the base Mishnah is around, if one is maktishit, it does take effect. Zok the Gemara. Zok the Mishnah. Reb Shimon Eimer harem bebikurim ain kaidish ain kaidish. Reb Shimon says that if a person says these bikurim are kaidish, it doesn't take effect. So you have machlekes when we say in the Mishnah that we don't have bikurim or hektish or shkolim b'shbanazeh. We have machlekes whether if one does sanctify bikurim b'shkolim, does it take effect b'shbanazeh? Tanakhama says if you are machlekes, it does take effect. Whereas Rav Shimon says certainly at least by bikurim that if one designates food as bikurim, it does not take effect b'shbanazeh even if he does it. Okay, we said in the Mishnah that the carbon of Rosh Chodesh, the carbon Musaf, the Evarim, are put on the Karkov. Ezek Karkov Mizbeach. Amma being Karen the Karen, that's what I was looking for before, the Kugelach, of the Karen, the Kronis, the corners of the Mizbeach. There's an Amma, the Amma of the strip that extends between, from each corner to corner, each one of those boxes in the corner, the Amma that goes in between those boxes around the perimeter, that's Makam Yichur Kanem, which is the area the Kanem would walk. They would put the Evarim in that spot. Musaf Shabbos, Musaf Rosh Chodesh, Mi Kaidim. Ask the Gemara, when you have Musaf Shabbos, Musaf Rosh Chodesh, which goes first? Which one, when they're born on the same day, which takes precedence? Rabbi Yirmiyahu Safar Meimar Musafi Shabbos Musafi Rosh Chodesh Musafi Shchedesh Kaidman. He thought to say that the Musafi or Rosh Chodesh take precedence. Why? Chayile Rabbi Yirmiyahu Mahada Shir Shabbos Shir Shchedesh Rosh Chodesh. Because we know the Shir of Shabbos, the Shir of Rosh Chodesh, Shir Shchedesh Kaidman. Because the Shir of Shabbos and the Shir of Rosh Chodesh, we have a Shir for the Kabbarnas of Shabbos, the Kabbarnas of Rosh Chodesh. The Shir of Rosh Chodesh Taka does go first, and therefore we reason to say that the Musaf itself goes first. However, Amar Beisi, famous idea, Shani Talu Taman. It's a member that we learned different. We learned over there the Amar Rab Chia B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan. Today the first man the idea is Shurish Chodesh. No, the reason, just like we learned that just like we spoke at before, you're putting the varim of the Rosh Chodesh on the Karkov. There's an idea that the Shir of Rosh Chodesh goes first in order that it should be famous, it should be known that the day is Rosh Chodesh. So Biram, Hacha Musfei Shabbos, Musfei Rosh Chodesh, Musfei Shabbos Kaidun. When it comes to the actual offering, when you offer it, you offer the Musfei Shabbos first. Why? Because we have a klal from the Gemara, famous idea from Zvachim, klal Tad Mechaveri, Kaidun Mechaveri. Any mitzvah Tadir, I mean, it's an idea all of a Shas. But in terms of Karbanas, it comes from Zvachim. There's an actual perek that starts titled klal Tadir. Klal Tadir, which is ever more is more frequent, takes precedence, and Shabbos, of course, more frequent. 52 Shabbos more in the Jewish calendar, it's a little bit less. It's around 50 or 51 Shabbosim, 354 days. But the point is, much more frequent than Rosh Chodesh, and therefore goes first. And now we have the Girsa, Ketzer Eisa. So what would he do? Sheikh Musaf Shabbos, Yushech Musaf Shabbos, Oymer Leim Shir Rosh Chodesh. So very interesting. Yushech Musaf Shabbos, you then offer Musaf Shabbos, but we're saying the Shir Rosh Chodesh went first. So you'd be doing the Musaf Shabbos with the Shir Rosh Chodesh, and then vice versa. So the Sefer Perash Tavar speaks out, that which seems to be fairly obvious. The Gemara just spelling out for us already, that the Perash Tavar says that even though you're seeking the wrong Shir with the wrong Shabbos, it was only Ma'akiv to have a Shir. It's Ma'akiv to have a Karbanis. mitzvahs are accompanied by a mizmer, by some sort of shir. But whatever mizmer you pick, any mizmer is not makiv. The type of mizmer you pick is not makiv. So even though, yes, we are seeing the shir of Chodesh during the offering of the Shabbos, of the Karban Shabbos, mitzvah Shabbos, not an issue. Says the Gemara further, we said the Mishnah, shkolim ubikurim. We said that shkolim and bikurim that were not designated when the Beis Mishnah is not around, but then when the Mechlik's at the end of the Mishnah, whether or not it's chal. Tanakama said, Lemais, it is chal, whereas Rav Shimon says, no, the Bikurim is not chal. Make a diakim Rav Shimon, Hashkalam Kachin, the diakim Rav Shimon's mashma, that the, even though the Bikurim is not chal, but the Shkalam would be chal, the Shkalam would get Kedusha. Okay. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon Yudai, Mishnah Rav Shimon says, no, Bain Eilei Lekachu, even though our Mishnah's Nusach was that Bikurim is not chal, Rav Shimon Ben Yudai, and then Rav Shimon, that Rav Shimon holds that the Bikurim and the shkalim as well are not chal. Tani, ger bezmanazeh, a ger who becomes a ger bezmanazeh is always smiglish. Tzarech levikinei revias kesef. He has to set aside, has to bring, which means he has to set aside a quarter of a silver dinner for his pair of birds. He still owes the pairs of birds, and therefore he has to set aside the coins. The pasuk says it's a really gemara krisis of test. The pasuk says kachem yeh kachem kager yeh lefnei Hashem. That says that you should be the ger who wants to go to Hashem. So we learn from there that a person who wants to become a ger has to go through the processes of Mila, has to go through Mila, Tvila, the bringing of the kabanas, and the sprinkling of the blood on the person. And therefore, even though today we don't have Beis Hamikdash, he has to set aside the money that he needs for the carbon, that he needs for the set of birds that he needs for his carbon. Says Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Bitler, Rabbi Yechim Zakim Antikala. Rabbi Yechim Zakim was mevatel this chiyuv to set aside the money, because of course we have gerim bezmanazeh, full-fledged gerim, which don't have the karbanos, don't set aside the money. The idea is he's mevatel because of takala, the same reason why we don't have bechar running around, the ma'aser b'hem running around. It's takala to have this money around of kachim that can't be utilized. Ma'aser takala. Katani emak lishav le'marichim le'marichim bezmanazeh. We don't do hektish erichim marichim. We don't do any of these kachim dikamamnas bezmanazeh because there's no way to redeem it. There's no way to utilize these monies. V'mikdash erich erichim. But if you did haksus to serif, if you did it, then if it's clothing, it should be burnt. Havem b'tarkav, if it's behemah, should be uprooted. Uprooted how? How do you uproot the behemah? You lock in front of the door of Mesa Melech. Basically, you lock in front of the door. You starve it to death. You create a situation where the behemah is going to die. You know, the point is you're not killing it by a dayim, right? You're obviously indirectly causing it to die. If you don't kill it by a dayim, I mean, even though we said that we actually said that the clothing should burn. The Gemara of Avodah actually says a little differently, which the reason I point out is because it seems to be like it is a little bit biodayim. The Gemara elsewhere describe a little bit different procedures, either letting it rot, you put it in a place where it's going to rot, you leave it in a place where it won't be used, and it'll be left to rot, and it won't be used forever, so you kind of bury it somewhere, hide it somewhere, not that you say necessarily burn it biodayim. Agamar's lesson is that you do burn it. By the behema, we do say, Tiaka should be uprooted, but how? Again, not biodayim, but rather you lock the door in front of it and let it die by itself. The money goes, the yamamelech again. The reason for all this is because these things are kadesh, and there's no way to redeem, to utilize the kedusha. And therefore, it's just a sitting takala waiting for an isra to be a mila, waiting for problems to happen. And therefore, we don't want to have it in the first place. And if we have it, we want to try to get rid of it, hide it, destroy it. Says the Gemara, Avar v'hikdash. What if the ger, Bezmanazeh, went against this, the Rabbi Yechim Zakeh's takala, any takana, and he was makdash? Min Mad Amr Shimon, from what this Rav Shimon says, Bila Bechem Zakim Yatakala Bechem Zvatal, because of the Takala, we can be Medayak, Hada Amr Abar Vakidish Kachai. Now, if you Magdish at the Kedusha Chal, he's Mavatal the meaning of saying out the money, but it sounds like if you did it, it would get Kedusha, and it would have status. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yuda Antara Bai Kumei Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Antara is the name of a person, he asked for Rabbi Yasi, Hacha'at, here in the case of money, you're saying that where the ger designates money, you're saying that Rabbi Shimon holds, top of a maze, Amar Kachay, that Kedusha takes effect. But in the case of Shekel of our Mishnah, you said, remember, Rabbi Shimon and our Mishnah said that Bikurim don't take effect. And we said in the Gemara, the first Gemara, right away, what did we say? That Rabbi Shimon and Yehuda said, at least name of Shimon, that Bein Elu Beilu Lekachu, even the Shkalim don't take effect. So why by Shkalim Bezmanazeh won't take effect? You're not supposed to do it, and if you do it, it does take effect. Whereas by the Ger saying money is Bezmanazeh, you're not supposed to do it, and if you do it, it does take effect. Amar Lein, Sir Basi, answers to Sira, Tam and the Kakamit Shakila, the Fisha Bitsalakam and Chumachadasha. Over there by Shkalim, there's a separate reason. There's an additional reason why you're not Makdash, Lekhadil, because there's a mitzvah to Makdash. There's a mitzvah to be makriv from Chumah Chadasha every year, Nisan, right? Every year when the new year begins, which for Shkalim purposes is Nisan, you have to use Chumah Chadasha, the new Chumas, for the Karbanas of that year. Hey, Chavalei Shana, and this shekel is going to be old. And therefore, they said it shouldn't get Kedusha in the first place because it's a steer to the whole process of shkolim. V'alchom ha'esl member over here, by the case of ger, what's the problem? Ha'ishani, let the money be old. L'gab ha'kdeshes acherim v'kina shel ger, ain't tzer chadasha. L'gab, when it comes to ha'kdeshes, when it comes to the birds of the ger, old and new doesn't matter. Old is okay. And therefore, kedusha will take effect. Ain't tzer chadasha v'kdesh kadesh, therefore, if you're ha'kdesh, it does get kedusha. Ask gemar v'yinichad ha'chibana b'es ha'kdesh. So why can't you just leave the shekel until the base of Mikdash is built? Let's leave it till it gets built. Meaning, it's only going to be old if the new year, if it passes through the year. If it doesn't pass through the year, it won't be old. It'll still be new. So if he separates this year, let's see, may have been base of Mikdash. Let's try to use it for this year. The Gemara says, Shem b'yabana bias k'rishayna. Maybe it'll be built, the bias will be built k'rishayna, meaning, when was the bias built Gershina? On the first of Nisan. So you're right. If it's built in the middle of the year, that which is part of this year is still good. But maybe it'll be rebuilt in the first of Nisan, which is a new year. Because it's going to be rebuilt on a new year, and you have a new collection made, and what's going to be this old coin? It's going to be useless, and therefore, we don't want it to become Kaddish and end up in a problem. I'm not going to read the last four words. The Mesechta is just issuing a psak. I'm not going to read it for those that want to keep it for a siyam. Mazel tov. Have a wonderful Chedesh, a wonderful day. And Mazel tov. Tomorrow, Mitzvah, we start Yuma, Daf Beis. Grace Yashkayach.